It says in this week's parsha, V'yomar aleihem Shema Yisrael. He shall say to them, Shema Yisrael, Atem krevim hayom lamilchama. You are coming near today to battle. This pasuk refers to a special kohen who was designated to speak to the army before battle. He was to encourage them not to lose heart, but to trust in the salvation of Hashem. Concerning the word Shema Yisrael, Rashi explains that even if one has only the merit of the recitation of Shema, he will be saved in battle. Later, Rashi describes how one who is fearful because of his sins is permitted to leave the battlefield and return home, even if his only transgression was that he spoke between putting on the tefillin shel yad, the tefillin of the hand, and the tefillin shel rosh, the tefillin of the head. Even if he has always fulfilled the mitzvah of reciting Shema, he should return home. These two Rashis seem to contradict each other regarding the merit of the Shema in wartime. Is this tefillah, this prayer, enough to save one or not? The great Rav Menachem Mendel of Kotsk answers that if a person has true belief that Hashem will save him, then in the merit of the Shema, he will indeed be saved. But if one doesn't have that strong belief that the Shema alone can save him, he is considered a fearful person who will not be saved. While he may be free of sins, he is advised to return home from war. The great Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was once explaining the principles of faith to a group of his students. He remarked, "If I believed with perfect faith that right now I would get a gold pocket watch, it would happen." After Rabbi Yisrael finished these words, a man came running in from the street and gave him a small package. Inside the package was a gold watch. The man explained, "When I was dangerously ill, I approached Rabbi Yisrael Salanter for a bracha. I promised that if I ever recovered, I would give him an expensive gift. I have since miraculously regained my health, and therefore would like to present this gold watch to you. I would like to take this opportunity to wish you a good Shabbos."